Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for having it on. Gonzo's Meat. Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You are a very hateful person.
Oh.
And we appreciate that about you.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, so we're going to talk about some movies. Josh Bell watches the movie. I watch the trailer. I have the easy part of the job. Let's have a look at Ready or Not.
I honestly can't wait to be a part of your family. Still
more. There's just one more thing, and then you are officially part of the family.
Hide and seek? Are we really going to play that?
Jeez, you shot the maid.
Does she look like she's wearing a giant white wedding dress, Emily?
I had to play along so that I can get you out.
It's insane.
They think they have to kill you before sunrise, or something very bad will happen to the family.
If we don't find her and perform the ritual, we're all dead.
All right, this is a fun trailer.
Yes.
So she gets married, and then there's some creepy hide-and-seek game, right?
Yes. So
okay.
Samara Weaving plays Grace, who is marrying into this ridiculous wealthy family who's built their fortune on board games and card games and sports teams. And she discovers that the tradition, apparently, is after the wedding, on the wedding night, and they get married at this giant sprawling family estate, that you have to play a game. But, however, she draws hide and seek, which means she has to be sacrificed to Satan, basically.
Oh, all right. Well, which, you know, is, like you do.
Yeah, of course. Which is the way that this family holds on to their wealth and influence. So it's kind of a satire on the idea of the lengths to which rich people will go and disregard the lives of lesser people,
right,
in order to hold on to wealth and power. And it's also a thriller. It's a cat and mouse game kind of horror movie thing. She's running through this sprawling mansion, which is very well effectively used in this movie by the filmmakers. Mm-hmm. And it's actually pretty funny as well. It's a dark comedy, certainly, and
right,
again, a satire kind of on the 1%. It's gory and it's suspenseful, but it also has a lot of funny moments, and Samara Weaving is really good as the woman who just will not take this ridiculousness. I mean, she
right,
is not going to. They've sacrificed people before, but she's not going to lay down and take it like others have in the past. And there's a lot of fun stuff with the idea of these pampered rich people who suddenly are thrust into this ritual that they're not prepared for, and they have to use these weapons and hunt her down. And they're just as ill prepared for it as she is.
Okay.
So yeah, I think if you can stand a bit of blood and gore,
right,
and you like a dark comedy or a horror movie, I wouldn't call it scary, but it does have suspense and it's very entertaining.
Oh wow, it sounds like tall praise from Josh Bell, who hates everything. So how many stars for Ready or Not?
I give it a 3.5
wow,
out of 5. It's a solid, fun movie. Good way for us to end the summer.
That's
here.
Pretty strong. Well, thanks,
yeah.
Josh. Josh is doing a podcast these days. What's new with that?
Well, you can check out awesomemovieyear.com for my podcast, Awesome Movie Year, with me and comedian Jason Harris. And our most recent episode is about Cabin Boy,
wow,
the Chris Elliott movie. So
yes,
our whole first season, we're looking at the movies of 1994. And that was Jason's personal pick for 94, Cabin
wow,
Boy. Certainly an interesting film. Check that out. Anywhere you look for podcasts, look for Awesome Movie Year.
And, of course, you can find Josh Bell at joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh, a pleasure always.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.